Welcome back to the ZCast podcast. It is January 28th, 2026, and we are reviewing a rather dualistic day of network activity on Zcash. Trinity, yesterday we discussed heavy directional deshielding, but today's metrics suggest a significant reversal despite overall network volume contraction.
That's right, Neo. The market context remains cautious, so seeing a strong pivot in privacy metrics is certainly a point of interest. I'm keen to unpack the sustainability of this privacy influx, especially against the backdrop of reduced throughput we're seeing in the transparent pools.
Let's dive immediately into those privacy flow metrics, which provide the most compelling narrative for today. After the previous day saw a net outflow of roughly 222 ZEC, today we registered a net positive privacy flow of 256.45 ZEC. This is derived from over 1,573 ZEC being shielded against about 1,317 ZEC being deshielded. This swing of nearly 500 ZEC in directional momentum is highly constructive for network privacy health.
So we are seeing ZEC flow back into the shielded pool, which is a bullish signal for user adoption of the core protocol feature. Did the number of shielded transactions increase alongside that volume spike?
It did, but incrementally. We recorded 223 shielded transactions, up slightly from 220 the day before. Crucially, the percentage of total transactions that were shielded edged up to 3.48% today, compared to 3.03% previously. This indicates that while the absolute count of shielded transactions remains a small fraction, the average size of shielded flows was substantially larger today, driving that massive net inflow. We are seeing larger actors prioritizing privacy again.
That confirms the shift in actor behavior. Moving away from the privacy pools, let's look at overall network throughput, because the change here is quite dramatic. Yesterday was a high volume day, but today seems subdued.
It is significantly subdued. The total ZEC transferred across the network dropped sharply. We moved from over 962,000 ZEC yesterday to just under 630,000 ZEC today. This contraction of nearly 330,000 ZEC transferred resulted in total USD volume dropping from $353 million to $251 million. This reduction suggests that fewer high-value transactions occurred in the transparent space.
That decrease in throughput is correlated with the drop in active unique addresses, correct? We saw around a 5% drop in unique addresses engaging with the network today, down to 5,065. Fewer users and lower volume typically suggests the network is cycling down from a peak period.
Precisely, and this leads us directly to whale activity and transaction profiling, which helps explain the volume drop. When we categorize transaction sizes, we track the whale tier, representing the largest movements. Yesterday, we had 853 whale-sized transactions. Today, that count fell noticeably to 668.
So the total transfer volume dropping by a third is largely attributable to nearly 200 fewer massive movements in the transparent layer. The large institutional or high net worth actors were simply less active today, which makes the simultaneous strong net privacy flow even more interesting. It suggests the high net worth activity that did occur was directed specifically toward securing funds.
That's a critical synthesis point, Trinity. Now, we must address the persistent anomaly we've seen in fees, although it was less extreme today. Despite the low median transaction fee remaining stable at about 4 cents, the average transaction fee remains astronomically high at $1,395 USD.
An average fee of nearly $1,400 when the median is 4 cents is a textbook definition of an outlier anomaly. What was the magnitude of the single largest fee transaction today?
The maximum transaction fee recorded today was $1,450,110 USD. While this is less extreme than the $2.24 million maximum we saw yesterday, it confirms the presence of at least one highly prioritized or potentially erroneous transaction that is skewing the aggregate data dramatically. It's a key factor to watch, as these outliers are driving the entire fee average and giving a misleading view of standard user cost.
In summary, Neo, the Zcash today presented a dichotomy: significantly less high-value transparent activity, fewer active addresses, and overall lower throughput. However, the core purpose of the protocol, privacy, showed robust health with a net inflow of over 250 ZEC, suggesting high-value actors are prioritizing shielding their funds even during a general market slowdown.
An accurate assessment. We observe contraction in throughput, but expansion in privacy adoption metrics. That directional net privacy flow shift is the most compelling trend from today's data. We will continue to monitor the sustainability of that shielding momentum and whether network throughput rebounds tomorrow.
Thank you, Neo. Join us next time on the Zcast podcast for the latest analytical breakdown of Zcash network metrics.
Goodbye for now.